Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Reuters reports that lower-priced oral GLP-1 pills from Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk are drawing patients away from compounded weight loss medications. Gilead Sciences renews its five-year collaboration with WHO and Johnson, and Johnson's collaboration with the Department of Health Abu Dhabi. Finally, Partha Anbil argues that truly industrializing machine learning and AI in life sciences requires systems that are scientifically credible, clinically defensible, regulatorily traceable, and operationally sustained. Doctors interviewed by Reuters are reporting a meaningful shift in patient behavior as lower entry prices for Eli Lilly's Foundayo and Novo Nordisk's oral Wegovy are drawing patients away from compounded GLP-1 medications toward the branded pills. Foundayo and the lowest doses of oral Wegovy both start at $149 per month, pricing that is at or below what many compounding pharmacies currently charge for custom versions of semaglutide and tirzepatide, and physicians note that patients choosing between the two options are largely gravitating toward the pills rather than switching to higher efficacy injectable alternatives, drawn by the combination of comparable price, oral convenience, and the perceived approachability of a daily pill over a weekly injection. Two international health partnerships made news today. Gilead Sciences has renewed its five-year collaboration with the World Health Organization, committing funding, strategic support, and donations to accelerate progress toward eliminating visceral leishmaniasis, the second deadliest parasitic disease after malaria, with the expanded agreement sharpening its focus on high-burden countries in East Africa. Separately, Johnson & Johnson announced a collaboration with the Department of Health Abu Dhabi to launch a global intelligent operating room network, deploying J&J's polyphonic open digital ecosystem across Abu Dhabi hospital systems, including Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi, Pure Health, MediClinic Group, and NMC Healthcare. Finally, Partha Anbil addresses what it actually takes to move machine learning and AI from proof-of-concept pilots to industrial-scale deployment in life sciences organizations. Anbil argues that most pharma and biotech companies have accumulated disconnected AI experiments that demonstrate capability but fail to scale, and that the organization's position to lead the next decade will be those that build AI infrastructure meeting four simultaneous standards: scientifically credible, clinically defensible, regulatorily traceable, and operationally sustained. His argument is that industrializing AI in life sciences is not primarily a technology problem, but a governance and systems design challenge. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.